The Christmas epilogue began today in malls across the country. And it's not just folks returning rhinestone-studded garlic presses. Many were buying, lured back to the stores by 50% off sales.
Last night we made our plans for the battle attack. I figure what time we're going to get up, how close we're going to be to the mall, how we're going to eat breakfast. I said, you got to stick with me. Don't think, just do what I tell you. We went to the mall. He needed a leather jacket. I said, just zoom right in on what you want. We went, got the leather jacket. He was so excited. It was worth every minute of it. And I'm exhausted, and it's 10 o'clock.
That's Linda Newman at a mall in Silver Spring, Maryland. In Arlington, Virginia, Marcella, Allison, and Winona had to take their mother shopping.
We threw away all of her clothes yesterday.
We threw away a lot of her clothes.
She's our mom, and we love her, and we got rid of a lot of her stuff. Now we're here to replace it.
They watch way too much television, and what's not to wear shows on television.
She's just angry right now because her clothes are gone.
All the ugly things, and we're just like, don't ever wear this again. We threw them away yesterday, finally. But she'll be fine.
As for the returns?
I'm Sandra Jennings from Connecticut.
I'm Raina James from Connecticut.
Well, we had an outfit for her that was too short, and then I had a pair of pants for me that were too short, so we're going to return those. My husband gave them to me, and he was real excited about it. He felt really bad because he thought that the P on it meant something else, not petite, you know, and I'm like 5'6". So. But they're beautiful pants, so hopefully I'll be able to get a new pair.
For a discussion on the ethics of re-gifting, stay tuned.